It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Oh, the gymnastics of the roster has been a thing for a while that quite frankly, I get. I really do. And some people will think that's giving Steve Kerr a pass. But every single time someone has called this radio station and been like, you know what he should do? I'm like, that wouldn't work either. Like, the Warriors roster thing is not a Steve Kerr rotation problem. It's a talent problem.
Agreed. So we can cry about the rotation all we want, but the rotation ultimately is reliant on the players in the rotation. And if you look at the players that they currently have, tell me what your 8-man rotation is that is going to suddenly make this thing better. Because you don't have Kuminga and you don't have Pods. They both would be in that 8-man rotation. You don't have Draymond. So now, who do you have? You've got a bunch of players.
Lindy Waters.
Right. You've got Lindy, and you've got Gee. And, you know, Gee's been a nice little breath of fresh air. He's been fun to watch and, you know, energy and all that. But the rest of the players that you have in your rotation, none of them are world beaters, and a lot of them won't be in the rotation once you get healthy.
Ah, but guess who will be in the rotation soon?
Tell me.
If you listen to Michael Wilbon of ESPN and PTI.
We got some fresh Wilbon?
We got fresh Wilbon.
All right.
You want to know who's coming to help save the Warriors? Here he comes.
I'm afraid.
To save the day. You want to hear it?
I do.
How bad do you want to hear it?
I'm really bad, Mark. Don't make me beg for it. Please, Mark, will you play it?
Here it comes.
It's time to make the trade, okay? Warriors, Lakers. How many times I got to say this every day? Time for LeBron to be traded to the Warriors. I mean, let's just do this. Neither one of those teams can do anything as they are now.
There you have it.
And that's with the jaunty music, which tells me that that's like the last comment they do right at the end of PTI.
Yeah, it feels like there's like a clown car
completely
driving through the room. Yeah.
I'm here for it. Let's make it happen. As he opens the NBA trade machine for the first time today.
Yeah, who do we got to give up to get LeBron?
Well, so he's only making 48.7.
All right, so Wiggins and Kuminga.
All right.
I mean, the Lakers are going to want.
LeBron's got the red stop sign
Why?
He has a no trade clause.
Oh, he'll green light Steph. Yeah, but it loves him.
It
and
makes
Draymond.
It so you can't really use the trade machine.
Why?
You can't put him into it because he's got the red.
Well, just put the salaries up and Okay. Let's pretend that LeBron would say yes.
So let's just go with Wiggins, Schroeder, and Kuminga.
Okay.
That gets us within, you know who has to get thrown in.
Gee!
Gotta go, Gee.
Ridiculous.
Sorry, Gee. Try this trade.
Does it work?
It's a win. Wiggins, Schroeder, he's been on LA already, right?
He has.
Yeah.
And they liked him.
I played the percentages because he's been on 8 teams.
That's right.
Kuminga and Gee.
Remember, Schroeder was on the Laker team that beat the Warriors in the playoffs 2 years ago.
There you go.
He was super annoying. He was super annoying.
Were so mad.
Oh, my God. I was so mad at him. I hated watching him. He's flying into the second row when no one touched him. All of that stuff.
Oh, that's right. That play on the sideline. You hated that.
Schroeder is a lightweight Chris Paul. Where, like, all of a sudden he gets your jersey and you're like, no, I like this guy. Smart player.
Well, where's that Schroeder been? I haven't seen the same level of feist.
He looks confused.
Yeah.
And that's not the right word. Like, he just, the style of play is not fitting him.
Yep.
Not yet. And I don't know that it ever will.
Well, Wiggins, Schroeder, Kuminga, and Gee. What's funny is the John Hollinger analysis, the Lakers get worse by 7 wins. And the Warriors get worse by 8 wins. So it's a lose-lose.
How's that?
It's a lose-lose. Neither team gets better. Each team gets
worse.
Yeah. According to the John Hollinger instant analysis.
Interesting. Well, then we definitely should do it.
Yeah. Steph and Draymond and LeBron.
Just make the Lakers worse.
Yeah.
And so at least you got that. Oh, breaking news. The National Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025 is out.
Yeah, I saw this.
Yeah. Ichiro, Billy Wagner, and CC Sabathia.
That's it. Carlos Beltran did not get in?
Apparently not.
Well, because I know you're not a geek like me, but there's a guy named Ryan Thibodeau who has the Baseball Hall of Fame tracker.
Yes, I'm aware of it, actually.
And I looked at the tracker earlier today, and Beltran, with 55% of the ballots counted, was above the 75% mark.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, he was tracking solid.
Well, overnight, the Michigan votes came in, and
that
that's tough for you overnight. Michigan will get you every time.
Did Ichiro get 100%?
Lucas? Grandy?
He missed being unanimous by 1 vote.
Okay, who's...
All right.
We don't yet know.
No,
we're going to find out.
Whoever it is, do not invite him on any show. That's literally what they're going for. Don't do it. Who cares what one person's ridiculous opinion is? Honestly.
That person should have their vote stripped. And you know what? That person should also be stripped. That might be too harsh. Their vote should be taken from them.
I don't know many Hall of Fame voters who are very good looking.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
you know, keep your clothes on.
That person should no longer be allowed to vote. Yeah. If you look at Ichiro and... Even if you want to combine his stats from when he played in Japan and here, he had like 75,000 hits.
No.
I mean, did he have here? He had like 3,300 hits here in 4 years.
Yeah.
And just what
Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer. Yeah. But what do you do? I mean, this is the subjective nature that we use for this.
I'm surprised you even read that because I know how you feel about Halls of Fame.
Halls of Fame. You think
that they're by and large kind of stupid?
Well, they're not worth everybody getting all hot and bothered about. And especially if, I don't mind the opinion you just gave where you're like, let's grab that guy's ankles and hold him upside down over the park bench because he doesn't think Ichiro's a Hall of Famer. The one that I can't stand is when a great player gets in and someone's there to scream about how they don't belong with a plaque in a hallway. Like, who did something to your Cheerios this morning?
Yep.
Eli Manning is not... Shut up. Who cares? He won 2 Super Bowls. Why would it ever bother you that somebody got in? Why? Someone's going to make a little mold of him and put it in a hallway.
Right.
And let people charge entry and they're going to go look at it. Who gets hurt by that?
Yeah. And people like Barry Bonds, for example, is in the Hall of Fame. Like, a lot of his memorabilia is in the museum. He's just not enshrined with a bust in the Hall of Fame portion.
Man, that's lame, too.
Right.
That's completely lame.
But we all get, like, up in arms about the silly things.
All right. Let's talk to Dave in San Jose, because I need a minute on the Wilbon. Like, let's just get this done. Let's have the Warriors go get LeBron. Okay. It sounded to me like he was kidding. Was he totally kidding? Lucas, was he kidding? You're saying no.
No, I think he fully believes it.
Hang on.
The music makes it seem like he's kidding.
I know, but listen to the way he says it.
It's time to make the trade, okay? Warriors, Lakers. How many times I got to say this every day? Time for LeBron to be traded to the Warriors. I mean, let's just do this. Neither one of those teams can do anything as they are now.
Okay, so the one that gets me is, come on, let's just do this.
Right.
It's like, do you actually think that, or do you just want something weird to happen? So I don't know. I'd love to have Mike on to find out, like, what is your actual opinion? And do you think this would just be a fun sideshow, or you actually think this would be good for both of these basketball teams?
It would be bad for both basketball teams, but it would be an unbelievable sideshow. And you would have Steph and Draymond and LeBron with Kuminga and TJD. There's your starting five.
Would Kuminga still be on the team?
Oh, no, my bad. Yeah, Kuminga's on the move. But you come off with, I guess you got to play. Well, you play Moses Moody at the four, because that's what we do now. And then you come off the bench with Pods and Buddy and Schroeder.
No, Draymond.
No, Schroeder's gone.
Yeah, Draymond could be the four. Draymond can be the four.
And TJD's the five.
LeBron can be whatever you want him to be.
Have Kevon.
Two,
yep.
Three.
Yep. Your second unit would be Pods and Buddy and Kevon, and Gee's gone.
Did GP2 make the team?
GP2 sticks around.
Yeah, stick him in there for some defense.
Yeah. I like the trade. I like the move, Mark.
Stupid. All right, let's go to Dave and Sandra. Hi, Dave. What are you doing?
Yeah, this is David says, hey, I don't think the Warriors should be trading with any existing NBA team. What they need to do is look in the international marketplace for recent Olympians from France or Germany or China or wherever, and acquire one or more of those players.
Give me a name, David. I've heard this call before. I can't remember when and what show, but this call is definitely ringing a bell. Is Uwe Blob still playing, David?
Well, I want to know. Hold on. I'm stuck on, Dave. I would love to know more about. I'm stuck on international marketplace, which is kind of more of like a baseball thing. Do you mean, like, all of those players you mentioned are drafted? They'd have to get one in the draft.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They have to draft them from France or China or European leagues or Croatia or wherever.
Mm. Right. So you,
the countries they need to be looking at. The next Luka, the next Joker, the next Wembanyama, the next Yao Ming.
Dave, thank you very much.
You know, I guess, let's get all three. Let's get the next Luka, the next Joker, and the next Yao.
I guess where I'm getting stuck, and just tell me if I'm...
And thank you for calling, David, and I look forward to hearing that call on the roast in 5 weeks. I've heard that very call before.
Really?
Absolutely. Same guy, same voice.
Same take?
International marketplace.
Well, look, you're not wrong. That Jokic guy, he big.
Right.
He can play some ball.
That stand
Wemby,
on it.
Yeah. Wemby, tall.
Yeah.
Luka, can shoot.
Yeah. How about Zachary Richache?
Don't know.
It's early.
Yep. Jersey's still out. I guess what I keep getting stuck on is making it sound like in the NBA that's like a whole separate deal, right? You draft college players and high school players, and then over here, like later this year, we're going to have a draft where you can go grab somebody from France. The NBA is an international game. These guys are all coming through in the exact same way. And in fact, largely it's why the NBA draft, I think, sometimes struggles as a product because we don't know who these people are. We've never seen them play, a lot of the guys who get picked early. I'm not going to, like, disrupt his point, though. If the idea is that that's where the next Warrior superstar is, maybe, probably. It's not like nobody comes through college basketball anymore and gets picked in the top five. Almost nobody.
Right. They're all, you know, either one and done.
Maybe
or
a freshman. Yeah, right. Maybe.
Europeans, but I'm just looking at... some of these guys who are playing over in Eurobasket, and I wonder if, like, one of them decides to come on over, if they've never been drafted, how does that work?
I think they need to be drafted. It's not like Yamamoto. You're not just like, Warriors, just like, sign me to a max deal.
I think the Warriors thought they had him when they drafted Smiley a couple
years ago. Smiley Geach.
Kawhi LeGeach. I'm also looking at the 2021 Trinity. My mic's on.
What'd you call him? Kawhi LeGeach?
Yeah, Kawhi LeGeach.
All right.
We thought he had next.
Did you have something to say? Did you have something to say, Lucas?
Trinity's laughing too hard. Yeah, the 2021 draft class, when the Warriors got Kuminga and Moses, I was just looking at the international prospects in that one. Franz Wagner played at Michigan. He's German, and he went 8th overall after the Warriors took Kuminga 7th.
Yep.
After the Moody pick, there are a couple guys, specifically Alperen Şengün for the Rockets, who's awesome.
Yep.
Turkish. And Usman Garuba, who the Warriors ended up having and couldn't stick with the team anyways. But really, the only one they missed in that, when they actually had a high pick, was Şengün.
Şengün.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would not argue, like, Kuminga's not a bust.
No.
Kuminga's not, you know what I mean? Would you rather have Wagner? I'd probably.
And
probably.
Would you rather have Şengün is the real one because, I mean, he's kind of the stretch big that you've been looking for.
Moody was 14th in that draft. Şengün went 16th.
Yeah, would you rather have Şengün over Moody? For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, Moody can play the four. I don't know if Şengün can. He's more of a five. And that's definitely a question for Steve is, like, Moody at the four, have you found something or is it more out of desperation and necessity?
It feels like it's more out of desperation.
Well, I'll let him answer that.
I mean, yeah, of course. I'm telling you what it feels like.
Yeah, and, of course.
You know, what he's going to say is what he's going to say. It doesn't mean it's necessarily reality. He's not going to say anything that puts Moses Moody down or could be perceived that way.
And I do hope that you ask him the question about confidence and winning,
the chicken or
the egg question about that, because it's fascinating when you have a team that starts 12-3 and they look to have supreme confidence, and now that same group, mostly that same group, seems to have their confidence in the crapper.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
in the crapper.
We'll ask him. We'll ask him for sure. Moses Moody was one of only two Warriors to score in double digits yesterday.
Right. And how much of that came in the fourth quarter that was largely unwatchable by you and many others?
Yeah, not a ton of it. Not a ton of it. But yeah, he had a game-high 32 minutes in the game yesterday.
The only reason why I watched that fourth quarter is because my 2-year-old demanded it. And
oh, good for her.
Her mother was not home.
Okay.
And so she were watching hoop.
She's like, not going to be fair weather.
She wanted to watch basketball.
Good for her.
Basketball. I said, well, watch basketball, honey.
You're like, this ain't basketball, hon.
I don't know what this is.
She's like, watch the green team. They're playing basketball.
Right.
I don't know what the other team's doing.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's where I'm at. When you look at what you saw yesterday, I wonder if we're having a little bit of the wrong conversation, you know, and I get why. Look, Steve Kerr called it a crisis of confidence. What if I called it a crisis of Curry? You know what I mean? Like, none of us have a chance when it comes to what's going on with the Warriors. They don't and we don't. Our opinions cannot be valid. None of this makes sense. You know what I mean? I hate saying it this way, but when you look at what the Warriors have said publicly and then privately what reporters are saying they're trying to do and what all of us are sitting here doing and watching, I think the bottom line is that we're in a crisis of Curry. He's been too good. He's been too amazing. And you're probably sitting there going, what the hell are you talking about? The bottom line is we won't let him go. We won't let go our thoughts about him. We won't let go of our opinions of him. We won't even entertain the idea of moving on from him. None of that. It's all a non-starter to us because he's been the greatest basketball player who has ever performed in the history of this city and this organization. And the answer can't be, well, Steph can just carry us to another ring. That's not the answer. But none of us are really willing to entertain any of the other stuff. So that's why I'm like, there probably isn't a good answer here. There just isn't.
Well, the answer is...
So, like, get some more athletic young people yes. around. Be a more interesting product. See if you can make the playoffs and put him on TV more because he's fun.
Yeah.
But stop this whole demanding a championship thing and screaming about general managers who made the wrong move and all of this stuff. Stop thinking that if LaMelo Ball was picked that we wouldn't be here. Yes, we would. He would have been the fifth guard on that team. So that's all. I don't know. There's no great answer here.
Well, there's no, like, the real question is not, it's how do you maximize the Steph Curry window, but it's not how do you maximize the Steph Curry window and make that championship number five.
That's so a good
me,
way to put it.
If you want to maximize the Steph Curry window, what that really means is get a team around him that is young, exciting, and competitive. Because right now, this team is not that young. You've got a lot of veterans. They're not that exciting, unfortunately, when you don't have Jonathan Kuminga on the floor. And really, Mark, you're not that competitive. You beat Washington worst in the league. Then you played the defending champs and you got motorboated by 40 at home. So young, exciting, and competitive. Can you start to do that at the deadline? You can. And if it's Cam Johnson, who's young and exciting and maybe makes you a little bit more competitive, I don't know if Vucevic fits the bill of young, he's not, exciting, not really.
No, but
you would be more competitive. I would agree with that.
Yeah, they score the ball more.
Yep.
They'd score the ball more. And I think, to me, that's fundamentally what gets hard is when the Warriors look like they're going lengthy periods of time and they just can't put the ball in the bucket. He would completely change the spacing of the team, I think.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy,
Let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, from conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.